Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch from one of the nicest apartment complexes that I've seen in the Tampa Bay area down there. Ben, Brendan, it's review time. We're very excited about tonight's review. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
You're a little more excited than I am about this review.
No, I am jacked up. I am jacked up and whew, ready to go.
I don't get it.
Buffaloed up. Geez. I barely know her. All right, let's jump into this. What are we reviewing tonight? This is Brendan's baby child or child or brainchild. I don't know. I don't know what the words are.
I don't know whose child this is, but.
But Brendan, talk child. About your children. Brendan's children in a glass. I like being off the rails.
I'm going to put this benchmark old number 8 up for adoption. So, first off, benchmark old number 8 totally just ripping off Jack Daniel's old number 7, right? Like, look at this. This is ridiculous. They're just trying to prices right them. So, this is from the Buffalo Trace Distillery. It is Mashbill 1, which is Buffalo Trace, Eagle Rare, E.H. Taylor. This is like the entry level, the entryest of levels for it. It's about $12, maybe a little bit less for a bottle. It is 80 proof, at least 3 years old. So here's the story behind Benchmark. In 1773, three McAfee brothers named James, George, and Robert left Virginia westward to explore the uncharted territory that would later become known as Kentucky. Traveling by a canoe, the McAfee company eventually followed a native trail overled the... Oh, wait, there was a buffalo crossing in there. All right, there was... Oh, they surveyed land that is now home to the world's most award-winning distillery, Buffalo Trace. And this is in honor of these men who braved the frontier, probably died, got gonorrhea, and they probably named a really crappy bourbon after them.
Let's just leave Brendan full screen the whole time.
Was I full screen? I had it pulled down. No, that's why I wasn't as nervous as normal.
Oh, you did a great job.
I didn't know. Thank you.
You didn't know like Jason, though. I still don't know if you're lying to me on that. Like, I still can't tell.
He said it. Jason said it, and then Jennifer said it. So unless they're both lying about it.
They could be trying to pull our leg.
They're messing with us.
All right, let's jump into this. Okay, on the nose, it does not smell good.
No.
Like, I'm just going to be honest. No. Like, it smells like kind of, okay.
Sour.
Sour. Sour. It's sour.
Sour.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say corn mixed with pee. Was what I was gonna say. Like, okay, am I lying though? Like, I don't know. We're here to be honest.
It's corn piss in a glass. Cheers.
Is it not?
It is. So there is this element of it where it's like 20 degrees or 20% away from like being decent and acceptable. But there's this because
20%.
Yeah, I think like to being serviceable, to being like decent. Like, it's not. This is an offensive nose. Like, it's making me nauseous smelling it. I'm not enjoying it. It's very corn heavy. It's very stickly sweet smelling. But there's weird sourdoughness to it as well. And that's what I don't like. It's like it's the sweet stank of it. It's sweet.
I
want to
know what Brad
sour.
Has to say about this.
Want to know what, who this has to say about it?
Brad. See if this is his, one of his go-to cheap bottles.
Yeah, this is not a good bottle. This excuse me. It'll give you COVID just from smelling it. I think in budget King of the Hill, this is gonna get knocked off really early.
This is
King
the first the round one that just this is the slaughter first round sacrificial lamb bottle. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds a lot like it. Okay.
So I will tell you what though, the palate on this is way better. It's like zero offensive.
There's nothing to it. It's like
right, but it's
not like offensive. It's corn cereal and a little caramel.
There's no, but it's not offensive though. It tastes like nothing.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just very
bold. Right.
Oh, the finish lasts for approximately 0.012 seconds.
The finish has got like a little like char. The finish is okay, and I'm not saying that because the best part of this is that it's over, although that's true. There's a little bit of
it's about like water with lemon. Right. You know, lemon has that little bit of a little crispness to it. It's kind of like that. Boy.
I wonder what this performs like as a mixer. Because in theory, if this is a mixer, you're not smelling it, right?
That's true.
And it doesn't. And you're not tasting it because
it's
you're not
80 proof.
It now.
What's the proof?
Right.
It's 80
proof.
So as a mixer, it
this
tastes
probably
like
disappears. in, right, yeah, in anything, you know?
Yeah, it's like when you put water, when you boil water and it turns to steam, this does the same thing. You mix this with something else and the alcohol just literally leaves.
Goodbye.
It leaves the stratosphere.
Two observations. You know we hate this. We're flying through this. We're already getting to the finish at 5 minutes in. This is an atrocity.
Quick review. Love it.
Also, I can't believe it beat E.H. Taylor and the Buffalo Madness Taylor. That was quite the upset, wasn't it?
Quite the upset.
Those 5 versus 12s. Those 5 versus 12s are tricky.
You never know, guys. You never know what happens in March. 12. Go back and check Tuesday's episode and learn
something.
See
if Brendan's a liar.
Yeah, the nose on this is the worst. The nose on this is so terrible. And the palate is not anywhere.
Mediocre? Do you think the palate is mediocre? Made more mediocre by how less shitty it is than the nose?
It's like, if you start off with like complete garbage and then you like climb out to mediocrity, that's like freaking such an improvement. So I don't know. Like it's...
The poor McAfee brothers. R.I.P.
Yeah, I want to try the Benchmark Foolproof. Let me try a little bit of samp of that, and then we'll talk about it.
Ben was talking about putting Benchmark Foolproof. We'll get back to the review in a minute, but again, we've got time to kill here. Ben was talking about putting Benchmark Foolproof up against Stagg Jr.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
We were on a walk today.
You can't find it. Like, it doesn't
long walk on the beach. Yeah, it's allocated. So Brendan will have his next pack. All right. Not a lot going on with this. Do we want to comment any more on the taste? Let me see if I can pull something else out of here.
I thought I got strawberry on the nose at one point, but then it just turns into... All right, so I got a story to tell you guys real quick. So I was driving up to the Carolinas to cover a game. I can't remember what game it was, but I took my buddy Wayne, was with the Tallahassee Democrat. We drove up together, and I wanted to stop. I was in a phase of like stopping at like hole-in-the-wall places and seeing what like Yelpers review, just like get, you know, a taste of Americana. And we stopped in
You're talking about restaurants.
Right.
Or like... Oh, right. I didn't know if you got like food. Liquor stores.
Yeah, I figured like hole in wall liquor stores.
Oh,
yeah.
No. In South Carolina, there were some crazy ones I stopped into as well. But this was a restaurant. So it was an all-you-can-eat buffet in some middle of somewhere, South Carolina, middle of nowhere, South Carolina. And the food was fine. It was kind of what you would expect from an all-you-can-eat buffet in the middle of nowhere, South Carolina. But there was this gentleman. He was a portly fellow, and he seemed to have some skin ailments. And he walked by us, and it was this sweet stench that he had. It was sweet and sour at the same time. The only thing that Wayne could liken it to was he used to live in, he was based in Afghanistan. He didn't live there. He was based there, military. And he was by like the leech field that deployed. There you go. Thanks to the troops for supporting us. And he was by a leech field, which is where his barracks was. And he said that's what that guy smelled like, was like the leech field of, you know, thousands of American troops. And that's what Benchmark reminds me of, the smell of that guy that reminded Wayne of a bunch of soldier poop.
That's weird.
Soldier that poop in a glass.
Very weird.
Yeah. Okay, gosh. For the nose. Nose is 2 points. Taste is 4. Finish is 1. Cohesiveness and complexity is 1. And value is 2. I don't think that this is going to get a very good score from us tonight, but we'll do everything we can to not have it be the lowest rated thing that we ever had, which I think was Mellow Corn, right? Mellow Corn is the lowest score.
Mellow Corn at least had some proof to it and had let's see what happens here.
Yeah.
Mellow Corn got a 4.25.
This is not going to get that. We'll see.
4.125, sorry.
Hmm.
Oh no, Willett Pot still got a 4, an even 4. That's the lowest. No, I lied. Old Tub got a 3.6. That's the lowest. Old Tub at a 3.6. So, all right. Nose, Ben, you get 2 points.
0.25.
I can't believe – I'm almost shocked you're giving it anything.
I mean, a nose exists. It's just not
– 0.25 for me as well.
But for the price, the fact that you can smell anything at all, no, that's what Ben would do. No, this is a 0 for me. We should be redacting points. We should be taking points away. Like, this smell is making me nauseous. It reminds me of soldier poop.
This is like scotch.
It does have like the shiny, like a blended scotch that isn't very good.
Which is why you should be loving this. This is like an 8 for nose for you.
You know not what you're talking about.
Who knows not what you're talking about? Taste, 4 points for taste. Brendan?
1.
1. So you're going to call this below average?
This is a below average tasting bourbon. Yes, it's not a 0.
One is right here. I think one's the right choice.
I'm gonna go slightly. So Ben, I'm gonna go slightly higher to 1.5, just because it's not bad. It makes up a little points there for me. It's just average. It just, the taste is not offensive. It's just kind of low in proof and kind of dull. So it's below average for sure.
You know, I think it's right. 1.5.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
I think you're right. I'm right. 1.5.
Finish. Ben, keep it.
0.25.
Brendan?
0.5. I actually like, you get some of the char on it, some little flavor, and then it also reminds me that it's over, which is good. So 0.5.
Yeah, I don't think either of you are wrong here. 0.5. I'll give it a little bit of love here just to, you know, try to help it out a little bit. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll go first on this one. I think it's pretty cohesive throughout. It's not complex at all. So 0.5. It checks that box. And so it's a pretty easy 0.5 for me.
Yeah, sure.
Ben?
0.25.
And Brendan?
0.5, it sucks throughout, so it is cohesive.
All right, going into value, Brendan has this at a 2. I have it at a 2.75,
mm-hmm.
and Ben has it at a 2.25. You get 2 points for value. It's $12. $12 for a 750?
Is $12?
Yeah. I mean,
holy crap, this thing is like a 2.
No, I mean, no. Dude, you can get like Wild Turkey for twice the price and actually enjoy it.
And it's 3 times the bourbon.
What's
it? The Old Forester 86, isn't that like $19, $20?
Yeah, so like there's Evan Williams bottled in bond for like $17.
I know it's $6. Even just regular Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, regular Jack is markedly better.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
No,
it's like $20. So it's like
you're talking like $6 more, $7 more,
right? Yeah. But on a percentage basis, though, you're gonna like 65%, 70%.
Wild Turkey 101 is gonna be like $21, and it would get 3 times the score this got, so it's 300% better.
3 times.
So, the score, all right, what's your value?
Possible. I'm gonna go. You guys are gonna kill me for this.
This is dumb. What are you doing? Brendan, what are you going?
Yeah, don't just cut him off. Get him out of here. It's ridiculous. What are you doing, Matt? Just say it so we can.
I think
move on.
I'm between 1.25 and 1.5.
I almost dropped the first F bomb ever.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. This gives you the opportunity if someone comes over and they're like, hey, have you heard of Buffalo Trace? And you're like, yeah, I got some of their line. You know, and you pull this out.
Just buy them Buffalo Trace.
You can't find it. Where do you get to find it? It's hard to find.
We ABC, all like once have a month. It. Yeah.
It's hard to find.
It's not that hard to find.
And that's like $30.
What did he
if
give
you're
it?
Buying Buffalo Trace under, you know, I'm going to get 1.25.
Oh my God.
That's I think insane. 1.25. It's $12, guys. What can you, what? They sell Basil Hayden for $40.
And that's almost as good as Eagle Rare, in your opinion.
Yeah. I'm saying.
That's a good point.
1.25. That's the right score.
I don't know.
$12.
Brendan, you gave it a very below average bourbon. See, this is the problem I have with this. It's a below average bourbon.
Yes.
But you gave it an above average value.
Because my bourbon scores and my price scores are so independent of each other.
They're not,
that
obviously.
If they're below, I could give one, you know, lower and one higher.
He gave this a 2 out of 8. So like 25%, and then gave it over 50% on value. Like,
You guys just consider price throughout most of your scoring. That's the problem. That you guys, Brendan, you like, oh, if it's above average, then it has to be above average. You know,
value out of 2.
You're separate.
I mean, I'm struggling to give it like a 0 because I think you probably could throw this in the mixer and it would be fine. But it's 0.25. Like, there's almost no way I would ever consider buying. I'm going to dump this out. Like, there's no purpose for me to have this in my collection. This is taking up
space.
Give it
to somebody.
I'll give it to. No one's gonna want it. I'm gonna try to give it to Pat.
Ask somebody if they like Buffalo Trace.
Oh, give it to Pat for that crappy whiskey he gave us that one time.
Ask somebody if they like Buffalo Trace, and then you'll be like, "Oh, this is same part of it." You know, they'll say yes, and then you say, "Hey, you like this then?" Value.
So I'll give it a 0.5. I'll give it slightly higher than Brendan did, but nowhere near what Ben did. Ted takes our final scores. Ben, this might be the first time he was ever a homer to a 3.5. I was at 3.25, which I thought was really, really generous. And then Brendan was at a 2.25. Even with Ben's homerism and Brendan, this is still a three. This is a composite three.
Mm.
It's the lowest thing we've ever rated. Do we have
this small board? Small board, yeah.
Oh, could get out of my brain.
You guys are hilarious. You can finish each other's
small brain
sandwiches.
Small, that's what I was going to say. Brain.
Yeah, I mean, the point of bourbon on a budget is to figure out what like value is for different, in theory, budget bourbons. And this is kind of going against our namesake. This is as budgety as you're going to get. And I think the point is, you could probably spend $5-$10 more on a bottle of bourbon and actually enjoy the experience.
It's not that. You're asking people to spend an extra 75% on a bottle.
Okay, cut them off. It's done.
That's it. Our mental synchronization.
I don't know why I keep smelling it. I'm not liking it. Ugh.
Caltito is trying to be still, but he's not still.
Actually,
enough.
I was trying to be frozen.
I know. Terrible.
Okay. Let it go.
Terrible.
Let it go.
Go check out Tuesday's episode where we had the introduction to the Buffalo Madness, the Buffalo Trace tournament. Got really, really hammered because we all tried way too many things. Mm-hmm. Interact with us on social media, which we all really enjoy. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. And please send us suggestions of things to review that are better than Benchmark Bourbon. All you have to do is send it. You could literally just pee in a glass and it's about the same. So anyway. TJ Pitcher,
after not drinking, pretty much.
Ben Cock. Cheers.
Bang, bang.